Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right.
Dingoes Ate My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
That's an often overused excuse, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the dog ate it, and
yeah,
the dingoes ate my baby.
Hey, actually, in our recovery lab, we do get people that bring in camera cards that the dog got a hold of and chewed, and so
much for that.
The dog ate my homework is alive and well in the electronic age.
So that's what happened to my floppy disk.
Did you have a dog actually eat your homework? No.
No.
You could probably use that, though, huh? You don't need to. You probably do your homework on time. Of course.
Of course he does.
Yeah, don't have a computer tower. It looks like a fire hydrant. So
hey, should we try to get through some more of these calls and questions and people that have their question and stuffins and stuffs?
Sure.
Hey, we've got... Ooh, this is a fun one. We've got Sharon in Phoenix who has a problem with dial-up access. Sharon, welcome to the computer corner.
Hi, geek boys. How are you?
We're all geeking away here.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what's going on. May 10th, I had MSN dial-up. And May 10th of this year, one night around 7:30, access goes down, cannot get back on. The next morning, I get back on, no problem. Stay on all day until around 7:30. I called up MSN. I went through 15 technicians. No one could help me, even at the level 4 and 5. They just, like, could not help me. They would blame it on my computer. My computer company called them. You know, it was a back and forth.
Is this 7 o'clock according to the computer time or 7 o'clock real time, or have you tested that?
7:30 around our Phoenix time.
Have you tried changing the clock on the computer to see if that actually has anything to do with it?
No, because it can happen at 6:40. It happens at different times, but right around that dinner hour.
As soon as people get home from work,
that's
finish their dinner
told.
And get on their computers.
Yeah, that's what I was told. But I switched to AOL because I got sick of not having, you know, being helped.
So you went from bad to worse.
Right. Went to AOL.
Oh, no. Now you're almost online.
AOL, the same problem happened. But now it's happening occasionally in the afternoon. I'll go off for an hour, cannot get back on. Now, here's the thing. AOL gave me all these wonderful access numbers. And when I tested it, when I go off at night, I call with my cell phone or another line.
Yes.
I call in those numbers.
Yes.
And this very strange buzzing. It sounds very different than when you dial up and you get in. So they're saying it's not their numbers. I called Quest. They can't help me. I don't know what to do besides throw it out the window.
Well, the first thing you may want to try is get that machine out of the house. And do you have access to a clergyman? Sounds like you might have some kind of demonic thing going.
Lee was actually telling us a little-known fact about how the Internet actually works. And it's a bunch of guys in China holding up flashcards.
Well, let's let him explain.
Exactly. You've been told that it's all electronic, and no. It's a bunch of low-paid...
And workers. They're probably sleeping or slacking off on the job.
Exactly.
And
or it's closed for the weekend.
When I called in, they were. Most of the techs are in India. And it's very communication.
Glad to be helping you today.
There you go. There you go.
I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Use Extreme Internet.
Well, that's one option.
See that one coming.
We have plenty of open lines. It sounds to me like it may be that they're too full.
Because if it happens around 7 o'clock, what he's leading up to is that people... That's a real common time. You finish up dinner, you clear the table, and get online to check your email and do all your...
But why would it happen, like, I've lived here a year and a half, why would it happen just on May 10th? Do you know what I mean?
They may have changed some of the topology of their network.
Yeah. How you connect to the Internet, you know, once you've dialed up, you have. I mean, it goes through a million different switching mechanisms, and if you're using dial-up, then, you know, like the phone company could have made a change, and you'd have never known it,
mm-hmm.
from some of the infrastructure. Seriously, so you take your computer to someone else's house and see if the anomaly follows the computer.
You know that Extreme Internet idea there?
What is that?
They're a local company here in town. Lee, the guy that we have here in studio, one of the guys we have here in studio actually represents that company there. And the good thing about that is when you call, there's no level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5 techs. Everybody's level 5 tech.
And if you want
to
try it...
that service? I mean...
If you'd like to try it for a couple days to see if a problem persists, I'll do that and not charge you.
Well, what is the phone number of Extreme Internet?
480
368
4638 or 4net.
4638. Now, if I went to like AT&T dial up, would that be there's no guarantee.
Most of these big ISP cities all are using the same equipment as far as when you're in a major metropolitan area like Phoenix. Mm. They don't each maintain their own equipment to dial to. It would be a lot, way too expensive to do that all over the country.
And so, even if you're paying for 24/7, they can't guarantee it?
There's no, they could actually.
Yeah, if you
they, it's expensive. So
if you want to pay the big bucks, you can. I think you have an idea.
Well, I'm just saying I have AT&T dial-up service too. I never have any problems.
Yeah,
with
no,
that.
she's had multiple ISPs. So I'm not sure necessarily it's the ISP. It could be the machine. I don't know if you've ever installed any programs like Cyber Patrol or anything that can actually, you know, limit when the internet can be connected to. You can actually have changes in the browser.
Dell has checked my computer thoroughly.
Well, I would suggest that you stay on hold because Lee made an offer that...
Yeah, I'd take him up on that offer. Give a couple days shot, see what can happen.
Pretty simple. He can tell you over the phone how to kind of work with that stuff and try it out, and then that'll quickly tell you if it's an ISP problem or not. What a nice guy, Lee.
Hmm. We're going to put her on hold, and I want to thank everybody here in studio, Lee from Extreme Internet, of course, for coming on down to make things happen ISP-wise and the super geek stuff that he brings. Adam, of course, our 13-year-old... Boy Wonder, who brings us his Adam's Almost acronym, and
yep.
Garrett, thanks for coming down.
Lewis, for not being here. It's Ken Colmer, Brandon Disney, reminding you,
if it ain't broke,
fix it till it is.